fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. I hope you're beginning your day. You're having a good morning this morning. May the Lord Jesus be with you. May you experience his love and his encouragement today, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. We're here continuing to celebrate Easter, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the joy of the realization that the new creation has begun. Friends, your life is destined. If you're baptized into Christ, doesn't matter if you weak and you fall and you struggle, as long as you keep getting back up and you keep repenting of your sins and pursuing God and hungering after him and trying to obey the Lord and keep on moving, your life is headed for absolute and total fulfillment. Your life is literally headed for glory. You're bound for glory. You're destined to share in all that belongs to Jesus Christ. You can take that to the bank. That's the most precious thing you have. It's the most glorious thing about you. And no matter what circumstance you're in today, if you're driving into work, you're thinking, man, I don't like my job. I don't want to go to work today. If you're leaving your house this morning and you've had a fight with your spouse and things aren't going well, or you're worried about your child, or you're facing sickness or disease or loss of job or disappointment, or even if you're at the top of the mountain, friend, there's nothing more important than what God has done in you and who you are, literally. Everything you could hope for, everything you could dream of, you've been given in Christ. Everything that's worth having, he's given to you your identity and your destiny. And as long as you're in him, no one can ever take it away, ever. So we're going to have struggles in this world. You know, rejoice in every circumstance. Rejoice in it today, friends. Whatever you're facing, plant the flag of the Lord Jesus Christ wherever you're standing, knowing you're living in the kingdom, that you've been sent as an ambassador of the King into the world to communicate his love and to live in him, and let him be your resource. Don't let the enemy drag you down and fill you full of discouragement and negativity today. Stand up in Jesus. Give thanks in every circumstance and make the most of this day. Because you know what? You may not make it through the day. I mean, you probably will, but you may not. We don't know when the Lord's going to call us home. So let's live every day with our lamp burning. Alert, like St. Peter says, be alert, be clear-headed, be sober, bear witness to the truth that's in you. So friends, today I want to continue to talk about the Acts of the Apostles. Today we were in chapter 4, where Peter and John were brought before the Council of Israel, the ruling families, the high priest and others there in the temple, and the temple guards, because they had preached in the temple, they had talked about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and they healed a guy, or God, Jesus healed a man through them. And Peter, who I just love, what courage it took, really, how many weeks in, you know, has it been since Jesus stood before this same group of people in the temple, and they saw how brutally treated he was, and the cost that Jesus had to pay, and now it was their turn. And there they were, the same man, Peter, who had denied even knowing Jesus 3 times. He's standing now, absolutely a transformed man, and he's ready to go. He's ready to go. And it's because the Holy Spirit is upon him, the power Jesus promised, and that same Holy Spirit is with us. And so Peter proclaimed that the reason they're there, the reason they were arrested, is because they did a good deed, and the good deed was healing the man. And the man was healed because of the name of Jesus. The man they had crucified, Peter said, he's alive. He's risen from the dead. And then he went on to say this, and this is where the program ended yesterday. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And we need to know this and believe it. Sometimes lots of people in the Catholic Church, sometimes even theologians, act like this is no longer true, that somehow we've evolved in our understanding, and that we now know that there's lots of ways, lots of paths to salvation, and that pretty much everybody is saved, or everybody is saved, some people teach. And what St. Peter is saying here remains the teaching of the church. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So what is Peter saying? Why is there salvation in no one else? Because there is no other name given under heaven, by God. There's no other means. Buddha can't save us. Muhammad can't save us. Your guru can't save you. Your philosophies can't save you. Your exercise regimen, your meditation can't save you. Your money can't save you. Only Jesus Christ can save you. Because he's God's beloved Son. He's the perfect sacrifice that was needed for the sins of the human race. He became sin for us. He bore our sins. Muhammad didn't bear my sin, neither did Buddha. Nobody bore my sin. And no one else could make a perfect offering and sacrifice to God. No one else is an unblemished lamb. Only Christ, who's sinless. The God-man who is a perfect offering and sacrifice to God for us. And it's the shedding of that precious blood that enables man to be cleansed of the sin which separates us from God. And there's no salvation without dealing with the sin problem. Because sin is what put us in this condition of separation from God and leaving us subject to death. So any religion you're a part of that proclaims either that you're already saved on your own because you're such a good person, or that you've recognized the God in you and that's your road to salvation, or that because you're such a good person, you're saved, whatever it is, it's simply not true. Peter's right. And because Peter says it, we'll see it as we go on, it's very upsetting. People don't hear it. It made the religious leaders angry. Because why? Because Peter's saying, if you want to be saved, you have to change. You have to repent. You have to turn to God. You have to say yes to the offer, the lifeline that he's giving you to save you. Jesus Christ, his only Son. That implies, obviously, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with me. Peter found out there's something wrong with him. At the core of his being, he's fallen and broken and sinful. And so were the high priests. And so are the high priests of our time. And so are the rich and the sleek and the powerful, whatever. This is the human condition. And God has thrown one lifeline. Now, the Catholic Church is very clear that Jesus Christ is the only Savior. But the Church recognizes that it's possible for someone who, through no fault of their own, doesn't know Christ, has never heard the gospel, to be saved by following the light of their conscience, the light that God shows every person, and that they're honestly, truly seeking God, seeking that truth, and they're responding to the grace that God's given them. So it's possible for someone to be saved. But it's the Church also teaches it's very, very difficult. Because of the world and the flesh and the devil, what people need is the light of Christ. They need the power of the Holy Spirit. They need their sins forgiven. And, you know, some theologians around the world are teaching that that's all an automatic, and that already happened in people's lives. Because people are good, and people have goodwill. Everybody's basically good, other than maybe a Hitler or Stalin, but pretty much everybody else is in a hunky-dory position with God. That's not the biblical understanding. It's not true. The recent popes have tried to correct that, to make it clear again. And the Sacred Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith has made it very clear that the Church continues to teach what Peter taught here to the religious leaders of his time with such boldness and humility and courage at the same time. Everyone who enters heaven will enter heaven because of the blood of Jesus Christ, period, whether they know it or not. And when they get to heaven, when they see Christ, when they stand before the judgment seat of God, they'll know in an instant that the longing and the pursuit of the truth, the light they've been given, that they hungered after and they cried out for and they pursued with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, they'll see Jesus. In an instant, they'll know, he's the one I've searched for. all my life. He's been with me. He's the one who helped me. He's my Savior, and He's my Lord. There's not going to be one person say, wait a minute, what's going on here? I followed this religious teaching, or I followed this philosophy. I didn't follow you. I should be led into heaven. There's one Savior. There's one doorway. It's the person of Jesus. So Peter takes this stand, and he communicates it out of love for them, just like Jesus did. But he's going to bear witness to the truth. And he goes on, he's going to be faithful to Jesus above all. Verse 13, chapter 4, it said, "Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they wondered, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus." That's one of my favorite verses as well. That is so beautiful. Here's the powerful and the rich. Here's the highly educated and the rulers. And they were struck by the boldness of these two men. And they understood, looked at each other, who are these guys? These are uneducated common men. They're nobodies. And they stand before us with such boldness and confidence. And they wondered, what has happened to these men? Who are they? Why are they like this? You see, the word appears over and over again, wonder, amazement, astonishment. Jesus and all those who are united to Jesus and are walking with Jesus are a wonder. They truly are. How do we get from point A to point B? Well, it's God's grace. It's the King who's with us. And it says, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. Friends, think of the many people out there today that inspire the world. Remember Mother Teresa, John Paul II, Pope Francis. People here in America, Father Barron or Father John Ricardo, or you know, popular people, people that really inspire other people. It's important for us to look at them, be thankful, and understand they're kind of a wonder because they've been with Jesus, not because they've got all these goods on their own. They can touch your heart because they've been with Jesus. So many of the people on Ave Maria Radio or EWTN or so many other people out there that are far beyond these ministries they're connected with every day. Friend, you're a wonder because God Himself has made His home in you. And if you live with Him every day and you speak with Him and you walk with Him and you let Him forgive you of your sins and you listen to Him and obey Him, He's going to shine through you. He's going to change you. And people are going to wonder. Your neighbors, other people, old friends, old high school buddies are going to lay their head on a pillow after spending an evening with you at night, and they think, wow, something's really different about him. Something's really changed. And they're going to conclude, because of what you said, because of how you live, he walks with Jesus, and Jesus has changed his life. Friends, that's the top of the mountain for a disciple. To be recognized that you walk with Jesus. Jesus is your Lord and your friend, and that's exactly who He is. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.